Monday night, or Litesvav, or Litesvav Sivan. No more Kiddush Levana till next month. What's tonight? Monday night, I just said. Shmaitzer Gimel, Perik Tes. Marit land. And we'll start from the Marit is insisting that Chazaka Suyul Ishtanis Lashmo Chazaka.
Marit.
Marit is an early Achron.
Very early Achron.
So, and he insists that Chazaka Suyul Ishtanis is not a Chazaka. And he brings a raya. That's where we left off by his raya from the Nida, from the Zalba Nida, that the Gemara says that is the quintessential, the prototype, I should say, really. The prototype for Erech Nemen Bisurin. But we know that most Rishonim hold that Erech Bisurin is not Nemen against the Chazaka. So the source of saying Erech Nemen Bisurin seems to be against the Chazaka. So what's the pshat? So Elamai, because it's a Chazaka, so Yilishtanos, it's not a Chazaka. Avul Chazaka, the Isura de Eshosish, I don't know anymore how to... Okay, we'll start, I guess the paragraph starts from Maharitsham Sovev Holech. Would that be a good place?
Yeah.
That's the beginning of a paragraph. Yeah.
It's also very, it's a nice sentence, it's a nice line.
V'amarit sham soviv holich al kotev svarazu, that cheskes katnus is not a chazaka because it's a suya lishtanos. The sofei katnus love chazaka, you can't follow the chazaka to meikara. Why a sofei katnus? Because of the cheskes katnus. You can't deal with the sofei with the cheskes katnus because it's chazaka suya lishtanos. The dami lanido, kiven the migufa kachazio. Now that's he's just quoting the Gemara here. His Rebbe had a whole different take on this Megufa Kachazio, that the Reyusa is Begufa, and that's what made the difference. But he rejects that, and he says that Megufa Kachazio means the idea of a Chazaka Suyul Ishtanos. It's part of a bodily. It's a natural process. That's what's supposed to happen. That's what it means. Kiven the Megufa Kachazio. Alma Koshi Muedas Lakach Lav Chazaka Mikri. That's the point. He's going to bring two more rayas. Maybe Shamraya Mehoda Amrina Meperik Basra the Nozir Ahod Tlan Shecheskus Atomei Tomei Becheskus Atohor Tor. This is a very complicated, well, very strange case. Why? Because really it has nothing to do with Chazaka. That's so weird. Okay, here's the case. There's a very strange din, and I don't mind saying the word strange. It's halacha l'moshe m'sinai. I leave it up to you if you want to give it a rationale or not, as follows. A nazir, if a nazir, he brings his karbonos. He then finds out, after he brought his karbonos, that he was tamei, that he had become tamei, in something called Kever HaTahom, Tumas HaTahom. Tahom means depth, deep. And it's a phrase, and it has in the context of this halacha, the phrase means you became Tomei in a place or in a way that no one ever had any reason to think that there might be Tumah there. He didn't find out he became Tomei in a Beis HaKvaros. He found out that when he went swimming 2 weeks ago, they now dredged up a body from the river, and he said, oh, that's what I bumped into. Oh. Now, he found it out after he brought his... It's a tumor that no one ever knew about. That no one knew about. That no one could have known about it. There's a halacha l'moishe mi-Sinai that even though normally, I mean, what do we care that he brought his karbonos already and he's finished with his naziris? We now find out that he was tamei, and he had to bring a different set of karbonos and he has to recount his naziris. So we say no.
It was during his naziris.
Now he's finished with his naziris. It's a very specific, unique case. And the same if you bring a Karban Pesach, that you brought a Karban Pesach already, and you then find out after you brought it that you had been Tomei with a Tumas HaTahom, as it's called. Now, Tumas HaTahom is not a Suffolk Tumah, according to almost all Rishonim. It's not a Tumah. It's just it's a Tumah that no one had any reason to suspect it was there. Okay.
So is there an additional error that because he brought Karbanos and he really...
Not only is it not an Avera, but it counts. We ignore the Tumah. We don't say there were Karbanos that have brought the Tumah and he has to go bring the Tumah Karbanos of Anozer now, or he has to bring a Pesach Sheni now. No, we let it through. We let it through. It's a halakha l'moishe mi-Sinai.
One problem.
What?
No,
that's only if he was Bechesk. Now again, we're not dealing with Suffolk. However, the halakha l'moishe mi-Sinai says that that's only if he was Tohor at the time, if he was Becheskes Tohor at the time. But if he was Becheskes, let's say he was on his seventh day of Tumah, he was becoming Tohor from a Tumah, and he finds out now that it should have been extended another 7 days, but he became Tomei on day seven. So then we don't apply the halacha, but we say, too bad, I have to go back, and you would tell me another 7 days, and you're all messed up.
And then start the Nazirah from
there. All the ramifications of being Tummy. The halakha l'moishe mi-Sinai doesn't apply. Very strange halakha. The Lashon HaMishnah, which seems to be giving a rationale, even though, again, it's hard to know a rationale. We're not dealing with Sfeikas, we're not dealing with rational chilek, is Shecheskas Tomei Tomei Becheskas Tohar Tohar. I'm going to say it over, but again, there's no rationale here. It's Halacha L'moishe mi-Sinai. If he was Becheskas Tohar at the time and it was a tumor that no one could have ever known about, so we ignore it. Again, there's Halacha L'moishe mi-Sinai. But if he was Tomei at the time, then Becheskas Tomei Tomei, and we don't ignore it. And obviously, it has nothing to do with Chazaka, really. We're not dealing with Sfeikas. But the Marit, so here's the case. So Rav Hamnuna says that even if it happened on day seven, before Harav Shemesh, you know, if they had the sprinkling, they went to the mikvah. But there's still, Artscroll calls it a residue of Tumah, a residue of Tumah that Tvul Yoms. So that's also Tomei, and if it now turns out, after they brought their Karbonos, after they had Harav Shemesh, they brought the Karbonos, that they had become Tomei, the Tumas like the home, on that crucial seventh day while they were Tvul Yom. So we also do not say the halakha l'moishe mi-Sinai, and they have to count another 7 days and all of the ramifications. Now, Rava asks Akasha, Rava asks that that should be called Becheskes Taira. No, I'm sorry, wait. Rav Amluna says it is called, they can use the halakha l'moishe mi-Sinai of Tumas HaTahom, and they can ignore it, even if they became Tommy then. Right? That's what Rav Hamnuna says. Rava says it's Pshita, the Torah. They're essentially Torah. Abaye says, no, they're not. They're Tvulayon. There's no Harav Shemesh then. There's no Harav Shemesh. So the Chayra, Rav Hamnuna is saying a Chiddush. We're not even so sure why it's true, but He's saying even though they were tamei, they were becheskos tamei, but this type of tumah will ignore it. That's what Rabbi says. It's not partial at all. Okay. Rava says it's not a chiddush. He insists it's not a chiddush because he says shimsha memela arva. It's just a question of the passage of time. But it's already day seven. They already did the second sprinkling. They already went to the mikvah. Now the dinners have to wait till night time. So they're just waiting. They're just killing time. They're just biding their time. The shemesh is moving. It's happening. So it's not a chiddush. So that's not called cheskos tumah. Because they're going to automatically become tummy when they hit nightfall.
But Rava agrees if it happened on the sixth day, it's tummy, you got to...
That is the din, cheskos tummy, okay. Tummy. So that's Rava. Now let's look in the Shmaitza. V'amrinu nosim nozer v'yisa pesach shaholchu bekever ha-tohoim b'shvi'i shalohem tohoirim. Yomalei Rava medina loch b'yisa pesach Deloy mechusar klum, omalei abaye mechusar herav shemish, omalei shimshim emela arva, muchachle. And now, Maritz making a big deal out of this, anachronous Gemara, because the lashon of Mishnah is cheskos tamei tamei cheskos tor tor. So, like, oh, cheskos. Look, this is called a cheskos tor, even though he's tamei. So. Course of the Svara of Shimshim Amela Arva. The Shemesh will automatically go down. So, Mukach Lahedya, let's go, to call Chazoka. Asuya Lishtanos, Eina Chazoka. Okay, because right now he's considered Tomei, really. Even though, I mean, you can make a different argument that a Tvilyom is not called Tomei if you learn Maseches Tvilyom, and Mishnah is Tyrus. All of the dinim that a Tvilyom has, you will definitely walk away with an impression that even on a D'oraisa level, a Tvilyom is not called a Tomei. But that's maybe Marit didn't learn like that. So he interpreted the point here as being not the weakness, the Shvachkeit of the Tumah of a Tvilyom, but rather the fact that he's on his way to becoming Tor. Automatically, nothing more has to be done. The equivalent of a chazaka asuya lishtanos. Right? So that's why. Okay. The afal gav, weiter in the Shmaitza. The afal gav, the me'eis la'eis shebenida. Now the Marit asks a question on himself. By nida we say she's tomei me'eis la'eis, let's say according to Hillel, according to Rabbanon. We don't follow the chazaka, but the Gemara there says that it's only legabe the chumrah, legabe kochim. But for chulin she wouldn't be mutter, even according to Hillel, because of the chazaka de meikara. But I'm saying it's legabe de meikara should be meaningless. Chazaka asuya lishtanos. Now he wakes up. We pointed this out when the Rabbi Shalom Arid brought out the Gemara. But he now says, wait a second, it's clear in the Gemara there. It's only a chumra for Kodesh, but it's not true l'chulin. Lav hainu mishum d'muki lo cheskasa. Okay, you got me, you're right. But it's not because of Cheskos Taira. The Cheskos Taira is a Chazok Asuya Lishtanos, and it doesn't count. Ela kedekosu l'toises b'reish nida v'lo yalfinan misoyta l'tamei l'mafreya macha d'ba'is ha'sho adayin lo yashum sofik tumo lo yimetamina l'mafreya. Well, Toises there asks, why are we metaher the woman, lechulin, based on a chazaka d'mei kara? Why don't you say it's a viktuma b'shus hayochet sveiko tami? That's Tosis kasha, right? So why is it only a chumra, but for chulin everybody's moidi go b'shus chazaka? Tosis is coming from, you should say something to him if you're Shliach HaShekel Tomei. Tosfos says, Lo Yalfin and Tumah L'Mafreya. That we learn out from Saita, we learn out like both ends of a stick from Saita. This is a sheet that we saw many times. You learn out Sofik Tumah B'Shusayach and Tzvekol Tomei. But you learn out that you need Das Lishol. And if it's not Das Lishol, then it's Tor. So that's also learned out from Saita. The definitiveness of the Torah, when it's not Dumya D'Sota, is also learned out from Sota, that it should be Vaday, that it should be Tohar. So by a Sufik Nida, if you say you don't learn out from Sota or Tumul Mafreya, going back in time, then Dafki learn out it should be Tohar. That's what the Shmites, that's what the Marit saying. Because you want to make a Sufik Tumah before the Sibus HaSufik was found. Not Domi L'Sota, it's Sveiko Tohar. That's part of the din of learning out from Sota. And Sotvik is Tomei, is to learn out that when it's not Domi L'Sota, it's Sveiko Tohar. Which means we're not being the entire heart on the basis of a Chazaka, on the basis that she was Becheskas Tohora, not Ro Adam, but we'll be the entire as if it's a limud from Sotvik Sota. You learn out Sotvik Tohar is Tomei, so you learn out that
you don't say Tumah Sefik, Tumah Mafreya.
Turn out when it's Tumah Mafreya and you're not learning out from Saita, you learn out Bechil that it's Tor. So that's why it's Tor. Lavainu Mishum Dmukilo Aches Kosa Elaka the Kosa Utoizit Bereish Nido Leyalfinan Misoita Letame the Mafreya Ma'acha the Boys Yeshua Dain Lo Yeshom Sofik Tumah Loi Metaminu Lamafreya Ayin Shom. Okay, what's missing in the Shmaitza is the Ikka Teretz, and that is, and we learn out the negative. In other words, when you can't learn out from Sota and Sveiko Tomei, you actually learn out that it's Tohar, when it's not like Sota. So since here, you're dealing with Tumul Mafreya, which is not learned out from Sota, so Adarabba, we have like a negative limud, that we learn out from Sota that it's Tohar. With a definitiveness. The Tumul Mafreya Tohar. A component of the Marit is answering that the reason she's Tohar Mafreya, the reason we assume she's Tohar up till when she saw the Dam, we're talking now even according to Hillel, that's what the Marit woke up and said. The Rebbe of the Marit was looking at Beis Hillel as if you're not following Chazaka de Meikara, period. But he's saying, about what they do, we're going to be chulin, we're going to be too much trouble chumra. Why? So he's saying, not because of Cheskos Taira, that's the Chazaka Suya Lishtanos, there must be other reasons. So he found this reason, because the Tumul Mafreya, and part of the Lima from Saita is Dafka that it's Tohar. Shumma Tosi B'Marit, Shamherich Hirchiv Lahachochom, I found the Tshuva Smarit himself more. In the Tshuva, Herich Vahirchiv Lahachochom Asholem, Reb Moshe Kastelitz. Apparently, Oy Tomei, he's writing him. The Omar, and you have a taina to me that I ignore the Lashon Tosfos. Shehelamdi Lashon Tosfos. Shekosvu aval chulin ukma cheskosa. That's pretty bad.
In the fairies.
Right? And then Tosfos asks, why don't you learn out from Saita that Sofik Tumah B'Shusayach is Tamei? And then they say, because Tumah L'Mafreya, you don't learn out from Saita. But he said before that, Ukmulo B'Cheskos Taira. Machorid aleinu zacharon da azoyis. Chill, man. Relax.
What are you scaring
what
us?
What are you getting a small nervous for? No. You gotcha. You thought you had me.
Canadian.
What?
Canadian.
Candy O'Marty. The Ilav Mitaima, the Hachtumma, the Me'es La'es, killed Fei. Shum de la Mafreyahu, Lohavi Samchina Nahai Chazoka. Lav Chazoka he, because it's Chazoka so Yulishtanos. Elo Mishum, the Tumma Kala he. She's Tommy Bukhumra Madurabon on the Gabi Truma Bukotchi. I don't know what challenge he's making here. The Iker reason is because Tumul Mafreya she's tar. That's the Iker reason. But Lamaisa now, she's Tommy Mitam Khumra. She's Tommy at least the Gabi Truma Bukotchi. So apparently, we say, so why weren't they glazer for chulin? Because they relied on this flawed cheskas type. That's what he's saying. That's the reason. The reasoning is that with the rabbanon she's aser, the rabbanon you do look like Afreya. It's like I've been true of a kachim. So rather than just saying they were not true of a kachim and leaving it at that, Maritz trying to salvage his shot. So he's saying, you have to be machmel gabi truma v'kotshim, and why aren't we machmel for chulin too? Because for chulin we're relying on this chazaka that she was tar, even though I know it's a flawed chazaka, but you're only in the drabonon level because with your isa, because it's tumul mafreya that we say it's tar. So that's what the Marid answers. Kani amadi the lifetime of the hachtumah the base la'ais. Killed Fei, Bishum de la Mafreyahu. If not for that, Lo Avisamchina Nahai Chazoka, Belav Chazoka he, the Chazoka Suyu Lishtanos. Ela Bishum de Tumakala he, because it's really a Drabonon Dikatuma. It's with your eyes, so we say. Hello. No, but you must be returning a call he made. Yeah, okay, your name is Horitz? Okay, I am his father-in-law, and I want to talk to you, but I can't do it now. Can I reach you at the number you just called me on at 9:30? Okay, I'm sorry. So I'm going to ask you to call me back, or call me back after 9:30. I'm giving a shear now. I can't talk. I thank you for calling back, and I ask you to please call back again. Thank you. After 11, call 718-865-8205. After 11, call 765-8205. After 11 p.m. Okay, thank you. Thank you very much. So the Maritz makes this like it's a doichik is a mild word. It says the setup is it's because it's Tumul Mafreya that she's Tohar. But we're machmer midirabonon, and the reason we're not machmer in chulin is because of the flawed cheskas tahara which is flawed because it's a chazaras oyelushtanos, and that's what Tosis means. Okay, the Mirayzal Lekalamela Mitoyd Aminu Gechal Avonorgo, Bukutish Levesi Dehi, He the Hanach Mesis Rabbonon Shevi Hu Achakach, Meshikshal Atzmoy, Vitaima Mishum Loyalfina Misoyta, Udukatakasavti, Atkan Lashon Amariot. Okay.
No question.
Now comes the Shmaitzer. No. Oh, yes, yes. So first he's going to knock off the Rebbe of Marit. Vineyachre Yuni B'divi Arav Rabbi Shomarit, V'gatma Mashikos of Marit Midanavshe, Liyashim Dibri Toysis Yivomis B'sofik Ben Tes, that there are times when you'll follow Chazoka Dahashto, if there was already a Sofik when he was boiled up, if you remember that story, so then you do follow the Chazoka Dahashto. L'vimashi Yivu L'kamon, even if it's not in clashing with a chazaka de meikora, no such thing.
Never.
We should the chazaka de ashta la shme chazaka klal. El lechaymer kodshim. He's been saying that now for three prokim. If that hasn't gotten through our skulls, it never will. Shom Yivur the Hushitas Tois Zion Shom Perik Tes Zion Perik Tes Zion.
Can you smite? No? Oh. Oops.
Oh, you mean he still is going to be talking about it? Imkain to Lekal Forest, Kamashim Forest, Rabbi de Marit, Mosovic Mentes, Mosovic Leka Chazoka de Meikora, Tafilo Hekal de Leka Chazoka de Meikora, Nami. You don't follow. I will bechazoka the ashta mukilo bechazoka zoo. I will gav dika trei trei because chazoka the ashta is like stronger than chazoka the meikara. Tomei ani. What are you talking about? The chazoka the meikara adifa me chazoka the ashta. Even if there would be such a thing as chazoka the ashta, it would be weaker than a chazaka de meikara. Toh hecha dika chazaka de meikara azlina basra v'loy basa ashta, because the simple understanding of all the shas is that if there's a clash between a chazaka de meikara and a chazaka de ashta, you follow the chazaka de meikara. Even if you say there's such a thing as chazaka de ashta. I mean, the only time we have a chazaka de ashta is by Tarka v'Reyos. We allow that matchup between a different chazaka and the ashta. So forget about that svara. That's a non-starter. If by trei trei you don't follow chazaka de meikara, you're certainly not going to follow chazaka de hashto. If there would be such a thing, which there isn't. V'chein nir eraya midivrei tosfos perek beis l'ksuv b'sayin shom. Okay, this is already a very heavy sugya, heavy tosfos. The Gemara there says there were two witnesses signed in Ishtar and they died. Two other witnesses came, Minashuk, and they said, well, this is their signature, but they were puzzled in Psuliadus when they signed it. So then that let's call that Peshoso or Peshahiter, the whole Ishtar is only the Kuyam al Pihem, because they're saying it was their signatures, so they have a right to say, but they were not good either. So the star is a star possible. But if it was a star Makuyim already, an authenticated star, the Besdin already stamped it, then it's a good star. Then two Adam coming to say, wait. Then two Adam coming to say the star is possible, not believe. One says, well, we understand they're not believed totally, but why is it a trey a trey? It means it's a trey a trey. It's the star against their word against the star's word. So that should be called trey a trey. So the Gemara says, you happen to be right. The pshat is, they're not neman, that we don't rip up the star. But you can't be goyva with the star either, because we follow Cheskos Momen. Uka Trey Levade Trey, and you can't be both there the Momen. So you can't use the star to be Moitzi Momen. And then that Nemon would mean you don't rip up the star. You never know what will happen. Maybe there'll be Adam Zoyman in here. Maybe there'll be a break in the case. With Eitan Paz, there was a break in the case after 33 years or whatever it is. So, you know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about, I see. There was a kid in New York that disappeared around 30 years ago. They never found him. Chased him. That started a whole hisorus of keep our children safe and report missing children. If you see a kid in the street, yeah, that started with this kid. It's 30 years later, it's 33 years later. There was a detective that decided he is going to...
He's going to open the cold case.
He's going to open up the case again, and they found the guy. A guy, a mentally sick person, they found the murderer. They found the murderer. The parents are alive still. The parents of the kid. I don't know, no. He was molded. That the sugar is on trial. You know what's the more part?
He'll probably be pleading insanity and get off.
Yeah, we forgot the name already. It's on everybody's lips, and now we forgot the name. Anyway, he's on trial already. Yeah, but maybe he is insane. And I don't know, you know, one day I have, when I was on the Beis Din, the halachic legal criteria. There are halachic legal criteria for insanity.
Really?
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's based on a Gemara in Chagiga, and Yerushalmi. There's a lot of thousands of chudas. At what? Is there who showed them? When did the person
bury suicide?
I'm talking about Stam. If he could be Megarish his wife, if he's Mechuyav Misa for killing someone, there is such a concept. It's not a clean insanity. If he was a shaitan, I don't like the word insane. Insane doesn't necessarily mean a shaitan. Shaitan doesn't necessarily mean insane. If he was a shaitan, a chayr shaitan would be a ponder from doing it. But there's a legal halachic definition. You want to ask me if you hear voices, if you're schizophrenic, or whatever, you hear voices. It's a very, very difficult idiom. I can tell you, it's a very, very, it's a gay out. Very no gay. A lot of times the woman wants to get, well, she says my husband's nuts. She say, well, I'm afraid if he's too nuts, he can't give you a get. So don't make him. She goes to the best.
Also means the kazuba ain't bigger either.
Right. Don't make him chazaka. Don't make him too nuts. And I was very heavily involved. I wrote a lot on it, and I have one of those things I went through very thoroughly.
I always thought halakhically that the standing of insanity is, the personal.
That's why I don't like the word insanity. There's no insanity plea. It's not like a plea for patur. It's a status called shelter. Like chayr shaita v'kot, and if you're a shaita, you're talking not responsible for your actions.
But then, how is from society protected against them? If you can't put them away, or can't, how do you?
You could put them away. It's an asylum. We're talking about if he gets punished. There's no jail in from society anyway. There's no jail. It's just a question. You could lock him up. Question of, do we punish him? Do we give him misa? Very difficult, didn't you? We can take off a month, let's say, once, and go back to the Makor, Masechas Chagiga, and there's so much chulas on it. A lot has been written. It's starts off, you start with Maseches Chagigah. Zehu Shoyt, along with Meis HaKvaris, HaKareyas Ksusoy, HaMavid Mashanois Amloy. And then with Gittin, it has a huge, I mean, you know, there's no but in Gittin nowadays, we don't punish people for doing Averis. So the biggest, most of the Tshuvas that, not most, virtually all of the Tshuvas that are written have to do with crazy husbands. One of the most famous controversial get in history is called the Cleaver Get, where a guy was married and then he started doing crazy things, and then he said they're out to kill him, and he ran away and he came back, and they quickly made a get. And half of the rabbinic world wrote tshuvas that the get's puzzle, and she's an aguna because he then disappeared. What can you do? And after a minute, we're on back to get. And hundreds of tshuvas. And books have been written. I mean, you know, in English, there's a book by a psychiatrist, Dr. Amsel, wrote a book called Rational, Irrational Men. And he brings down, like, there's a whole paragraph, 60, 70, 80 pages, devoted to the various tshuvas. And what do the simonim mean? Do they, you know, and what do simonim mean? It becomes very, very longish. Let's say you don't match any of the simonim of the Gemara. But he's nuts! He's nuts! You know? Cuckoo, for sugar! He's nuts! That's a big issue. It's a big issue. It's like saying a sharabuad. If you don't reach the legal criterion to become a sharamud, but he goes around and he's like, yeah, people, you know, the shvarim. Like, can you sort of circumvent, when the Torah sets up such a thing, can you circumvent the legal niceties and say, hey, the guy's nuts. Like, he's nuts, he's a meshugana. Like, what do you want? He's a meshugana, he's a shaita, he's a meshugana. Really, that's also a big shaila. It's true, there's a noise in the tshuva about a guy that thought he was Mashiach. No Lubavitch jokes, please. We had a shaila once, very, very... I mean, maybe the answer now would be a guy that took medicine, and without the medicine he was nuts. So the shaila is, if you can give it again while he's on the medicine. And the answer was yes, very definitively, that the medicine makes him into a normal person. Right? It's not an artificial high, but it fixes up. See, since then, I really, really learned this thoroughly. I'm an old man already. But I would say since I did it so thoroughly, it's more and more that mental illness is perceived as a physical illness. More. Like
a chemical imbalance.
Yeah. So I wonder, you know, I'm out of it now, but I wonder if there are later tshuvas that has ramifications in halacha. I wonder.
Now they have, in science, they have, you know, genes for homosexuality, stealing, all this kind of stuff. They claim it's genetic. Even stealing.
What does that have to do with what I'm talking about?
You're talking about those people are definitely Meshuggah.
You're talking about...